Matt Nagy and Brad Childress. I tell you, you got the experienced guy with the young guy. You know, Matt is a guy that
Florida running back, Calvin Taylor, table one.
One thing
Florida
with Matt, you're going to keep the continuity, Taylor, keep the continuity together in that quarterback room. Plus, it's a development of he and his career and where he wants to go. And then you got the experienced guy in Coach Childress, you know, there that they can bring Matt along, and he and Coach Reed have a long track record together. So, you know, keep an eye on them, and good things will happen.
What
did Chase show me? He's a solid backup. It kind of reminded me of me when I was a backup in Green Bay. But, you know, he's a guy that really helped Alex on and off the football field. He's a leader in his own way. He's talented, and hopefully he gets an opportunity.
Alabama running back Derrick Henry, podium B. Alabama running back.
You know, sometimes in those, they're hard decisions. They're hard decisions to do that. You know, and sometimes you have to move on from certain players, and just – I love everything that he's stood for in the organization. He's a great person, a great human being, and sometimes you have to cut those ties and move on, and you know, wish him the best of luck going forward. I really can't answer that at this time. I think Chase, given an opportunity, yes, I think he can be. You know, I think he's put himself. The people that, you know, obviously worked with him for the last 3 years know that he has an opportunity there, and hopefully he gets his chance. I think what he's done, you know, with Alex behind the scenes, the way he's kind of coached Alex, you know, behind the scenes, the way he prepares during the week, the way he studies, the way he puts himself in a starter's mentality, you know, on Sunday. And then the couple games that he did start, you know, there in Kansas City is to me, has proven that he can take over a team. No, and you know, in this off season, the way the rules are, we can't get into X's and O's that way. Just outside of a cordial phone call and just saying hello and introducing myself.
How difficult is it to proceed right now without knowing what's going to happen with Sam?
Well, there's still time. There's still time. You know, we're not. We're only putting our offense in with the offensive coaches. You know, Coach Schwartz is putting the defense in with the defensive coaches. So we don't have players in the building that we can coach. So there's still time. So, you know, we'll see where everything that falls here in the next couple of weeks.
UCLA running back Perkins, table six. UCLA running back Paul Perkins, table six.
Yes. Yeah. You know, listen, Sam's part of the Eagle organization. And what he's done in the last half of last year, I think, has given him that opportunity to stay in Philadelphia. And listen, being in his shoes, being a player in his shoes, you have to want to be somewhere. And I think Sam wants to be in Philadelphia.
As the head coach, how much say to you, or how much do you kind of push for which players you want, talking to Howie, because he's obviously the one who's negotiating?
Well, I mean, you obviously have your opinion on guys. But you know, it's going to boil down to the conversations that you have with Howie and the way your structure offensively and defensively and how well those people fit. Would I love to have all the guys signed? Yeah, you'd love to have them all signed. But the nature of the business is you can't and you won't. Whoever's there at the end of the day, we're going to coach up and put them in the positions to help us win football games. We do have a plan in place, and I won't go into who we're looking at and going in that direction.
Does the quarterbacks this week affect your decision?
When you brought Coach Schwartz on as a defensive coordinator, did his head coaching experience, where he did let us know that we had some football defense in the NFL in Detroit, did his head coaching experience play any role in that hire?
For sure. You know, he was a guy that was came highly recommended to me, and I didn't know him outside of coaching against him. And his head coaching experience, obviously, you know, I wanted somebody on that side of the ball. Being a first-time head coach, I wanted somebody that I could turn sort of the keys over to and say, hey, you got the defense. I'll help run the offense, and we'll go from there. So he's a guy that's a lot of confidence in, a lot of trust. Love what he does on defense, the aggression, the attack style of defense. Just looking forward to working with him. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, these kids are talented. There's several that I think can have opportunities in the National Football League, but it by no means does it affect what we do in our current situation.
Coach, do you see Nelson Agholor as somebody you can fill like the Jeremy McIntyre?
Certainly. Love everything about him, what he stands for, who he is as a person. Obviously, he's talented, and he's young, and I really look forward to working with him, but I think he can fit that type of role. Yeah, you know, having a chance to play for Mike Holmgren, you know, back there at Green Bay, and, of course, Mike Sherman as well. But, you know, those times back there, you know, being a backup quarterback behind a guy like Brett Favre and sort of being that coach on the field to him, and it kind of got my feet wet actually in the coaching world, even though I was still a player. And I use those experiences even today, you know, and given this opportunity now, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and, you know, lean on those past experiences and the people that you have come in contact with to help you further your career going forward. I think they're great coaches. They're great young coaches. You know, Dino's an exceptional coach on defense, and giving him a chance to grow now as a defensive coach, even though he'll work as quality control and secondary coach, gives him a chance to grow. Same thing with Eugene, gives him a chance to continue to further, you know, his coaching career. And outside of that, they're good friends of mine. I think everybody in the National Football League has to shore up their offensive line. You know, it goes without saying. But taking a look at our current situation, you know, are there some holes? There are some holes. But we're going to evaluate, continue to evaluate the guys on not only our roster, but here this week. Free agency's coming up. So, you know, there's opportunities there to help improve that talent level. Yeah, I would think he'd want to be back. He'd want to stay in Philadelphia. You know, he's under contract, as you mentioned, and he's another veteran guy that you'd like to have at the backup quarterback position. And you know, we had a guy in Chase Daniels, a backup. I was a backup in Green Bay years ago, and almost in today's football, it helps to have two guys. You know, with the attack style of defenses and the fact that the quarterback sometimes can't stay healthy for 16 games. So having a guy like Mark on your roster gives you that cushion.
How would you assess the quarterbacks in this draft class?
Pretty good. I think this is a talented group. I think it's a group that you know, it's gonna. We all know what they can do on the football field. I think that goes without saying. I think for a lot of us and most of the teams here who are looking at quarterbacks and obviously this one is how can they come into your organization? How can they command a huddle? How can they look at 10 other guys in the huddle? And how can one of these guys come into Philadelphia and get Jason Peters to believe in what they're selling? So I want to be able to see that. I want to be able to look in their eyes and go, hey, that's the guy I can hang my hat on. I think he can, and I've got the utmost confidence in Jason Peters, and I think he's excited and ready to go come April 4th when we get started. I think there's several good years ahead for Jason Peters, and you know, he is a guy that's a veteran guy. I think you still have to be smart with a guy like Jason Peters as far as how you handle him throughout the course of the week to get him to Sunday, but I think he can continue to play at a high level. Well, you know, everything does start with Coach Reed. And again, with Brad Childress and Coach Reed, they have a long history together. And now bringing Matt along, furthering his career and getting his feet wet in a coordinator's role is just that's been Coach Reed's philosophy. It's continue to train young players so they can go on and have successful to go on and have successful coaching careers. And Matt's in that situation right now. And it just shows the confidence that Coach Reed has in Coach Nagy to put him in that role.
What is it for him, advice
to Matt Nagy? I haven't yet.
You've referred to Sam's last seven games and
Michigan Center, Graham Glasgow, table four. Michigan Center, Graham Glasgow, table four.
Well, you look at that from an X's and O's standpoint. You can also, you know, talk to people that have been around Sam Bradford, that understand where he's come as a quarterback, his development as a quarterback. The fact that he himself put himself in a leadership role towards the end of the season proves to me that he can handle going forward, you know, this role and the opportunity to start.
Who are those people in the
sports? In the organization? Yeah, you wouldn't know. Really just evaluating the entire offense, you know, the structure, offensive line, tight ends, running backs, quarterbacks, receivers, you know, and then whenever it came time to draft, you know, whether it was offense or defense, in our case offense, if they wanted to pick my brain on a player, they would, and you know, get my insight on a player, was about the extent of what I did there in Kansas City. Well, this year you got a little more involved in the obviously the selection of players, you know, with Howie in the room and having the pro personnel department there, and you're you know, Jim Schwartz if it's a defensive guy, or Frank Reich on offense, position coach. You got a lot of information nowadays that you know, we can make the best choice. So we're all going to be a part of it. It's a collective effort, and you know, just looking forward to that process going forward. I think it'll be seamless because you still got Coach Nagy there, you know, and it's one thing I think that, you know, Coach Reed didn't want to break up that room, you know, keep the quarterback coach, even though Matt's going to have more on his plate. I think keeping that room the same keeps that same continuity for Alex. Well, it'll be something that Alex will have to get used to, you know, with a different voice in his head. You know, that'll come, because you start when OTAs start, you start with the radio, and you go from there. Yeah, I look forward to doing that. I look forward to getting on the road. And again, it's another great way to evaluate the talent in this draft class. And the only way you can put forth effort and put forth, you know, a roster together is to spend time with these players. And so I look forward to that opportunity. Well, I think just, you know, your message to the team, you know, and can they look at you and say, hey, that's the leader that we want to follow? I think that's the challenge going forward. And I think having the experience of being in the locker room as a player and now being on this side of the locker room a little bit helps. Knowing some of the players on the team obviously helps. But the biggest challenge would be to, you know, to sell your message and for them to buy in. I think the message is that we're committed to the players on the roster, and that's important. I think it's important to those that are free agents that, hey, we want you in Philadelphia. Do you want to stay in Philadelphia? And, you know, so I think that sends a message to the rest of the guys, and it sends a message to the team that we're committed as a staff and a front office that we want you to stay in Philly.
Last one for Doug. That you felt this team was good enough to go deep into the playoffs. After all the tape you've watched, has that solidified your feelings on that? Created any doubt?
I still believe that. You know, even after all the evaluations that we've done, and we're getting ready to start free agency now, and you know, you go out and you find you a couple players that can help you right away. Obviously, the draft is coming up with you know, 9 picks going forward. You begin to build that structure and add to what you already have. And so nothing has changed. I just think we can get better now moving forward. All right. Thank you.